Welcome, everyone. It's another edition of The Good Stuff with Mike and Kim.
Thank you so much, Mike. Hey, I'm here to tell you about Tri-State Livestock News. This is what ranchers read, so if you're not already receiving it, you need to get on that right away. Subscribe at tsln.com. And by the way, Tri-State Livestock News says Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Integrity Meats out of Belle Fouche, South Dakota is grateful for customers and community. The holidays are a time to open our hearts, to pause, to reflect, and to pray. Have a blessed Christmas from Integrity Meats. And TK Angus inviting you to their December 16th, 41st annual bull and female production sale. 155 fall-born Angus bulls, 32-year-old bulls from Arrowsmith Red Angus, 50 spring calving females. DV Auction is where you can go if you can't make it to the ranch here at Valentine, December the 16th.
Well, it is getting to be December 4th today, and so I'm thinking it's time for just a little touch of Christmas. What do you think?
Oh, you're not going to go overboard, are you?
No. Here's a pun of Christmas. Not exactly sure where this came from, but our children were having fun setting up and rearranging all the items in the manger scene. It was odd to see Barbie kneeling at the manger, but somehow appropriate. When evening came and the children were off preparing for bed, I looked at their final rendition. Every item was there in the correct place, but behind the cattle at the edge was an action figure in a suit of shiny armor with a shield and an uplifted sword. He had a piece of duct tape covering his face. It really made no sense to me. Tucking the kids into bed, I commented how fun it was to remember the Christmas story through the manger scene. Then I casually asked our 7-year-old about this odd hidden character. In a quiet voice, he told me that he had put him there to guard the baby, Jesus, and that he was really part of the Christmas story anyway. When I asked exactly how he was in the story, my son said, "He's the silent Knight, K-N-I-G-H-T.
Okay. Remember, was it Walter Cronkite that used to say, "And that's the way it is"?
I believe it was.
Okay. Well, that's the name of this one, although it wasn't from Walter Cronkite. Three contractors are bidding to fix a broken fence at the White House in, of course, Washington, D.C. One from New Jersey, another from Tennessee, and a third from Florida. They go with a White House official to examine the fence, and this is how it all plays out. The Florida contractor, let's call him Jonathan, takes out a tape measure, does some measuring, then works from some figures and kind of gets his pencil sharpened up. He says, "Well, I figured the job will run about $900, $400 for materials, $400 for my crew, and $100 profit for me." Cletus, the Tennessee contractor, also does some measuring and some figuring, then says, "I can do this job for $700, $300 for materials, $300 for my crew, and $100 profit for me." Now, Vito from New Jersey doesn't measure or figure, but he leans over to the White House official and says, "Hey, $2,700. The official, incredulous, says, "You didn't even measure like the other guys. How did you come up with such a high figure?" The New Jersey contractor whispers back, "$1,000 for me, $1,000 for you, and we hire the guy from Tennessee to fix the fence." "Done," replies the government official. And that, my friends, is how it all works. So if you put the federal government in charge of the Sahara Desert, in 5 years, there'd be a shortage of sand. I don't know.
Oh, tongue in cheek there. The rain was pouring down. There, standing in front of a big puddle outside the pub, was an old Irishman, drenched, holding a stick with the piece of string dangling in the water. A passerby stopped and asked, "What are you doing?" "Fishing." Feeling sorry for the old man, the gent says, "Come on out of the rain and have a drink with me." In the warmth of the pub, as they sipped their whiskies, the gentleman, being a bit of a smart aleck, cannot resist asking, "So how many have you caught today?" "You're the 8th, said the old man.
Safe driving during the holidays from WW Tire Service, 8 locations across central and eastern South Dakota. Shane and all of the crew wishing you a Merry Christmas.
And a Merry Christmas from Rick and Lynn Shippey in Winter, South Dakota. Buying, selling, or auctioning land, it's Shippey Realty. They send out Merry Christmas and, of course, a Happy New Year. A little more prairie wisdom before we call it a day. Don't worry about biting off more than you can chew. Your mouth is probably a whole lot bigger than you think.
You better put your foot in it.
That's right. Generally, you ain't learning nothing when your mouth's a jawn.
Oh, well, that's a good one, too. And folks, we appreciate you tuning in to your local radio station. And stay tuned for another edition of The Good Stuff.